Today on Wings, you'll hear voices of women and girls in Kenya speaking out on behalf of children in the judicial system. Children around the world face similar problems, but in Kenya, the courts set aside a special week to focus on children's cases. This led children to come forth and speak up for themselves alongside their advocates.
Ladies and gentlemen, on my point of view, most of these cases end up hurting the children more than the offenders. Can children conclude that adults are always siding with the offenders to exploit the children?
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Hello, I am Diana Wanyonyi, reporting for Wings. In November 2016, the Kenyan judiciary launched a National Children's Judicial Service Week focused on pending cases involving children. The launch of Children's Judicial Week in the Kenyan coastal region was done outside the Chief Magistrate Court in Mombasa City, attracting a large number of families and guardians who still have pending cases of their children at the courts.
Tuwatangazie watu haki zetu, watoto tuseme tunadhurumiwa, tuseme pamoja.
That is the voice of one girl among eight others who expressed their feelings and thoughts at Mombasa's law courts during the launch. While the one who was singing, the remaining eight were silently showing actions by using signs with their hands, some of them shedding tears down their eyes, a clear expression of their day-to-day grief and problems a child undergoes when he or she is denied justice at the courts. The song is about how orphans are discriminated, how children are denied access to their rights, how children in the community are sexually abused and no one is willing to talk about it openly, how the judicial is slow in tackling the cases about children and the need of all children in the community to come up and speak out their problems. Many of the attendants here are judges of high court, magistrates, advocates, children, parents, guardians, police, human rights defenders, among other stakeholders. This is the second such week since 2014. In Mombasa County, statistics indicate that Mombasa Law Courts has over 150 pending sexual offences cases and the Shans Law Courts has over 300 cases. In each of these cases, there is one or more children who are the victims of sexual violence and abuse. Some have been pending since 2010. The child guest speaker was Alice Wanjiru from Gome Primary School, who is also a clerk of Mombasa County Children's Parliament. She blamed lawyers for intimidating children when they give evidence or when they are offenders in the court.
This is a handwritten speech that I wrote by myself so that I can present in front of the honorables to hear the cry of us children. Honorable judges of the High Court, honorable magistrates, members of the juvenile justice agencies, organizers and sponsors of the Children's Service Week, the children present, all government officials, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for this golden opportunity to be here on behalf of the children of Mombasa County and the nation at large. I stand in on behalf of my county governor, who is currently doing her final exams. I wish to state that I am the clerk to the County Children Assembly in Mombasa. I would like to talk briefly on problems facing children, especially when it comes to legal matters in the country as a whole. It is clear that the government has played a big role in solving children-related issues by taking the matters to court. The question is, do we really follow up on these cases to ensure that justice is done? Do we really consider that these children before court take too long before their cases are finalized? Do we really understand the trauma we as children go when exposed to court corridors? Does justice really prevail? Have you adults ever considered the security of the child? Do you really feel that we are missing on education when you delay our cases, which we cannot even explain? Ladies and gentlemen, on my point of view, most of these cases end up hurting the children more than the offenders. For instance, when these cases reach the court level, what are the measures taken to ensure that justice is done in a fair manner? How is the child represented in the court? Many a times, we as children just keep quiet and wait for the decision of the court, hoping that the court understands that one is not guilty. Another disturbing issue is, how many cases are taken to court out of the total number of cases on child violence? Your guess is as good as mine. When a case on child abuse is taken to court, it is likely that the offender will look for a lawyer who will represent him. These lawyers threaten the children and make them very scared. The children are psychologically traumatized and unable to give any meaningful answer in the presence of the judge and the offender and the lawyer. The child, out of fear, agrees to everything, whether true or false. This makes the child to lose the case out of fear. What is the society doing about this? What do you think can be done to help the child get true justice? We have many children being used by adults for their selfish gains, for example, drug peddling, stealing, recruitment into gangs, and other bad crimes. The child unconsciously takes up the cruel work, and at the end of the day, it is the child that is being taken to court. No one wants to know how this child ended up in doing such act, neither the judge, the lawyer, nor the parents of the child. My question is, how can we save children from committing these crimes? Why are the offenders not being punished harshly? I want to mention here that the society has exposed we children by denying us our freedom of speech, participation in matters affecting us, and reigning fear of unknown into us so that we cannot voice up anything. Can children conclude that adults are always siding with the offenders to exploit the children? To whom will the children run to if we cannot trust the closest people we have?
Alice Wanjiru from Gome Primary School is a clerk of Mombasa County Children's Parliament.
The speech that the child gave, it is a clear reality.
Kristen Kipsang is a children's lawyer at Mombasa's Law Court. She applauded Alice Wanjiru's sentiments, saying that a child has a right of being listened to.
It happens to children. The children are afraid of lawyers, they're afraid of the courts, they're afraid of grown-ups, they're afraid even to speak in court. So my wish is that if we could have children-friendly courts where there is maybe a protection where children can be able to speak, to give evidence, where they'll be able to tell the truth. So this week, we have been having this service week, and I've seen all the stakeholders coming to court and giving their best. I've seen the probation officers in court, I've seen the police in court, I've seen the magistrates in court, even the children and the witnesses in court. So I would like to say that it should not only happen during the service week, but it should continue that way so that we can be able to take back the children to school and also to play and just be children. And I pray all the lawyers will not be able to intimidate the children like the women being told. Let's just be pleasant with them. Even if they are offenders, they'll be corrected.
Kristen Kipsang is a children's lawyer at Mombasa's Law Court.
And if I'm not there and I'm not able to take up your case, we can still always give to other lawyers. We have over 700 lawyers who are in Mombasa.
Mr. Njoroge has said that the next parent to a child is the court.
Betty Koech, a magistrate at the Tononoka Children's Court in Mombasa, urged the community to take up children's matter at the court with urgency.
I don't know whether any one of us has seen a letter written by a child complaining that their matters has been pending in court forever. Because I normally see adults who write letters, their matters are pending and they copy everyone. These children are voiceless. And we are supposed to be their voices. And we need to do more as stakeholders. I've heard that we all need to cooperate more as we protect these children. Because as I have said, they are voiceless and they cannot be able to put out their issues as it is. The child speaker said here that we need to encourage more of these children court services week. I also agree that we need to have service week at least twice every year, or at least once, 2 weeks, towards the month of November and December, because that is the time most children will be on holiday. And people don't know what is happening at the courts. As I was proceeding this week, I have about 13 criminal matters for children. We have 74 registered matters for this year. 13 are pending for hearing. I have 4 which the advocates had volunteered pro bono. 2 were represented by given by their families, and the remaining were taken up. I was so happy when I saw the advocates coming up to take up those matters on pro bono. I would wish that this continue for not only for this service week, but also for the next coming days. I also want to thank the councillors who have also been there, the police who have been there to give the information to the members of the public. And more interesting is, I also saw advocates accepting that we admit the PRC form and the P3 forms by consent, which is speeding up the wheels of justice. As I finish, I would wish that all of us make it our duty and responsibility to ensure that we put the interest of the child as the first and paramount consideration in making any decision. And to lay emphasis on this, we've been told by the children who are making presentation that we are unbroggable. So we need to put that in practice. And I'll borrow the wise words of the presiding judge in Judicial Review number 3 of 2016, where he upheld my decision. The judge said in this decision, when a child is in need, this is what he said: it does not matter that a child come from the howling sands and winds of Sahara Desert, the depth of Congo Forest, the Miombo woodlands of Tanzania, the windswept Drakensberg Mountains of the southern continent, the steppes of Outer Mongolia, or the fringes of the world's oceans and seas. The courts of Kenya will give shelter and succor to that child. That was the words that were given. I hope that we all adopt this philosophy: the child's needs ni sasa. I hope that that is all what we are going to do, not now, but as the days comes by and elsewhere.
On Wings, you're listening to voices from Kenya's second ever National Children's Judicial Service Week in November 2016. Diana Wanyonyi recorded women and girls speaking on how children should be treated to ensure justice.
Mombasa's Chief Magistrate Teresia Matheka urged all stakeholders to work together in the interests of the children.
Leo hii tunafuraha tele kwa sababu tunasherehekea kitu tunataka kuita a very unique event ambayo ni Children's Service Week ambayo imetengwa na serikali.
Today we celebrate a very unique event, the Children Cases Service Week, a rare time set aside by the judiciary to turn to the children cases pending before its courts and to deal with the backlog. It is a duty and obligation that the judiciary cannot carry out alone, and that is why we are all gathered here. Allow me to paraphrase a quote by Gabriela Mistral, the Chilean poet, educator, diplomat, literature Nobel laureate.
Kiria mambo ya kesi za watoto, anasema hivi kwa Kiingereza: we are guilty of many errors and many faults, but our worst crime is abandoning the children, neglecting the fountain of life. Many things you and I need can wait. The child cannot. Now is the time the child's bones are being formed. Now is the time the child's blood is being constituted. Now is the time the child's brain is being developed. To the child we cannot say tomorrow, for the child's name is now, today. Kabla tujapata katiba yetu, Children's Act ilikuwa pia tayari ina Bill of Rights za watoto, pamoja na duties za mtoto.
Long before we gave ourselves a constitution with a Bill of Rights, the Children Act had given the Kenyan child a Bill of Rights, together with the duties of the child, and made each one of us seated here a duty bearer. More than 15 years down the sand of time, we are still struggling to get our act together as the juvenile justice agencies. Section 4 of the Children's Act acknowledges that unless we work together, the Kenyan child's right will not be guaranteed. Children come into the justice system as child victims, child litigants, child witnesses, and many times as collateral when adults are fighting between themselves. Their cases delay in the system for many reasons, but mostly because they depend on the adults around them to move them, which they do depending on our personal interests. In our courts, today, Mombasa has over 150 pending sexual offences cases, Shanzu over 300 cases. In each of these cases, there is one or more children who are the victim of sexual violence and abuse. Some have been pending since 2010. We decided to do things differently, to focus on the child victim. We have volunteered counselors, pro bono lawyers, police officers from the various children desk coming to the courts and following up on these cases, fielding questions. We have received feedback and have flagged certain issues. The need for the two-file system, where every case affecting a child, a protection and care file is opened to ensure that the welfare of the child is safeguarded throughout the process. We have no child protection units to send these children to when they require rescue. There are no regular counseling programs to deal with the trauma. Parents have no idea how sexual abuse affects their children as they go about settling these cases out of courts. There is need for a fast-tracking system for these cases, both in the lower and high courts, to allow closure on the parts of victims and families, training for all stakeholders on how to handle these issues, and child protection teams at each court station made up of all stakeholders.
Na pia tunahitaji ushirikiano kati ya wale ambao tunahusika kwa mambo ya kesi za watoto. We must all be guided in all our actions by the one standard, which is the principle of the best interest of the child, and which is in the Constitution and in the Children's Act, so that we do all that is necessary, knowing that the child's interests are first and paramount in everything that we do in our courts. We must also remember the right of the child to be heard and to participate fully in proceedings, hence the need for advocates and intermediaries.
Mombasa's Chief Magistrate Teresia Matheka urged all stakeholders to work together in the interests of the children.
And that's why we are here, so that we must hold each one of us accountable, so that in each case that lands in our hands, we give it all it deserves by upholding and applying Article 10 values and the principles of Article 159 of the Constitution, so that the issues of children in the justice system are taken care of. And so that because the child is watching and watching us to do the right thing.
Jess, who attended the launch, assured the children that they will ensure the children's cases at the court are put in forefront.
I agree with the guest speaker. We should have more of this. The courts are now becoming more friendly. It is a dictate that children's matters must be done in camera and spread the word outside there. Then that when a child is brought to court and he feels that the crowd is too much for them, they have a right to remind the court, we are all human beings, we can't forget, that I want to talk to you, I want to tell you the truth in the absence of these many people looking at me with bad eyes. And the court is allowed to do that. That is the law, and all of us are bound to go by that law. Thank you so much, Judge.
My name is Dora Chepkoy. I'm judge in the criminal division, and we've listened to the children, and I'm proud to be associated with the judiciary, which has organized this activity. Through the speaker, we've heard you children. I believe the parents have heard the children, the police, all the stakeholders in the justice system have heard the children. We in the judiciary have heard the children. We all are here reminding ourselves of our role in safeguarding your best interests and welfare. It is our duty to look after you so that you become like us. I'm sure today we keep telling you you'll be the future leaders. We heard that ourselves, and I've been waiting for long to become the president of this country. But then as I grew up, I realized that in whatever role I am a leader. So you will be a leader. We are going to make sure we bring you up in the best way. And as my colleague has said, we are guided by the Constitution and the law on children. We know what we are supposed to do. Maybe sometimes we forget. But thanks for reminding us. We are guilty. Because when a child appears before some of us, I think because of too much work, you forget to raise your head and look at that person to realize, is this an adult or a child? But I believe that is what I want to encourage my colleagues to do, that when anyone appears before you, take your time, look at that person and find out in what category that person is and deal with them as such, so that the children's interests do not bypass you, so that you don't keep that child waiting for justice. So we have heard you, and we shall respond to your cry.
Yeah, my name is Judge Dade. I'm in the family division. I don't deal very much with children, but I do deal with the parents. And sometimes when the parents are fighting, I imagine the children behind them. And it pains me to think that when they're fighting, the children are the victims. So lawyers, as you act for parents, remember that they're children behind those parents and their fights. As the Chilean Nobel laureate said, children cannot wait. And as I deal with the matters that come before me, I'll always remember that children cannot wait. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Justice Omolo, I handle environment and land matters. Unfortunately, I think people don't think that children have a right to land. So you find that they mostly fight about their interests, and when they sell, they don't take that into account. But we hope now that with this function, we'll think about it. Thank you.
Children at the Children's Judicial Service Week launch recited several poems, ending with this one.
Child abuse and child trafficking is on rise in Kenya. What shall we do? You have turned children into business and selfish personal gain. Child sacrifice and child labor have become income-generating projects. Spare me and let me be a child. We beg you, parents, to stop tearing us into income projects. Look at me as God gives to you. I am made in God's image and likeness.
Domestic violence has become your daily bread. We are crying for a home where there is peace, where we can grow in a safe environment. We need care and protection. We need food, shelter, and clothing. Separation dispenses us to the harsh world. We don't know where to go.
To you, learned judges, we come to you broken and in pain. We come to you for justice. And what do we get? Our cases are delayed or postponed. Perpetrators just leave courtrooms unpunished. Month after month, and even years we wait. Schools are waiting for us. If I were your biological child, would you delay my justice? Only the elephants and lions can belong today and their cases be sold within a month and poachers jailed. We are the future readers. To be for you tomorrow, you should be for me today. Judges, please, we beg you, give us time to grow as you grew by listening to us as up and giving us justice. And remember, God is watching.
Alice Wanjiru, the primary school student who is clerk of the County Children's Parliament, stated the children's requests.
We should create a child-friendly society where a child's voice is heard. Children, parents, and the community should be educated that the future lies in the children. Rights of children should be respected just as rights of adults. The courts must make provision for the children to be represented in court so that they are not harassed by the lawyers. Children should not be put in the same cell with adults where they are negatively influenced. Lawyers should be taught not to intimidate children. Judges should listen to the children with a lot of patience because we as children need to trust them. Delays in the matter concerning children should be addressed as we need not to waste our time in court instead of going to school.
My name is Ahamisa Zaja, working with an organization called African Resource Development Agency.
I'm also working with an organization, coordinating an organization called Coast Association for Persons Living with Disabilities in Kenya.
According to human rights organizations, cases about children should be handled with care and very fast before the child reaches 18 years old.
Most of the time, in all cases concerning children, the parents and the judiciary are supposed to work hand in hand together, because some of the information the parents are supposed to give, it's not reaching the judiciary. Secondly, most of the cases judiciary are handling, the child has died or the child cannot speak, is hearing impaired, or has a mental case. Like the recent case we had in Mombasa, the child is a mental case. So even those people who have done this, they know that this person cannot talk, so won't have evidences to provide one. Secondly, maybe the child has already died. When we follow our religion, Islam, it says once you die, you're supposed to be buried immediately. Then now we come here, it's a rape case where the child has died. A young girl of 3 years has died. Then we say we wash this person and bury immediately. It's not fair, because the evidences will only be proven when the young girl had not been washed and when the young girl has been done proper investigation before burial. So when we mix our rights and we try to hide and kill some of the investigations because of our cultures, we are also killing our rights from the judiciaries. So what we should do is we should work hand in hand, and most of the cases being taken to court, people should be seen punished. The issue is people have been seen walking away because of lack of evidence. When you take any case, and the police, because there is no communication, they cannot hear, or they do not have a way of communicating with the young girl, it's like, can you just go back? Because we will not have evidence. So in Kenya here, what I have learned, people have even taken advantage of people living with disability. Young people living with disability have taken advantage of their disabilities. So what should be done is any public office being employed, anybody, especially the judiciary, especially the public offices, the police forces, someone has to have sign language as an added advantage to be employed, so that these people can be handled properly and justice can be prevented.
That was Hamisa Zaja, an activist and coordinator for people living with a disability in coastal Kenya. For Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or check our page at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thanks to Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa for sharing this documentary about Kenya's Children's Judicial Service Week. Thanks also to stations and individuals who supported Wings during 2016. Long-term supporters include WOMR, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.